We have heard this evening most compelling words from Rav Berkowitz, from Rav Lopiansky, now from Rav Coopersmith. All of them had the opportunity to work with the Rosh Hashiva closely. We have not yet heard from a non-Eshat Torah personage, someone that didn't have the opportunity to see the Rosh Hashiva up close. And yet, as we heard, the world scorned, didn't believe, thought it was just charisma and act, didn't appreciate. It took a long time for people to really realize that the Rosh Hashiva was speaking from his heart, was real. And then some began to appreciate what he was doing. And it became acceptable. And it became desirable. It's our privilege and honor to have as our next speaker Dayan Yonason Abraham of the London based in, who I don't know to what extent he ever had a chance to interact with Reb Noach. This morning we heard his incredible appreciation for what Eshat Torah has done in England. This is again a rare quality to recognize what we are doing and to appreciate the greatness of the man Rav Noach Zatzal, who inspired us, who led us. It's therefore a great privilege to introduce Dayan Yonason Abraham.
Shus Kveit Rosh Yeshiva Shlita, Kveit Mashkiach, Chavri Anhola, Kveit Harabonim, V'chol Kohola Kadisha Hodein. I'm most grateful for the wonderful introduction. At least I know that I have a place to stand here. In truth, I feel a little bit out of place, as neither a Talmud who learnt in the Yeshiva, nor somebody who's continuing necessarily in the Derech. We've heard from some leading Talmidim, who are leading lights in the world of Torah and Kiruv, Mamshichei Darkoi of the Rosh Hashiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Having met him only fleetingly, I feel somewhat out of place. But, along the lines of that which the Mashkiach mentioned, I have a confession to make. Not so much a confession, but an acknowledgement. I am a Talmid of the Rosh Hashiva. 18 or so years ago, I was a younger man in Coal in Melbourne, Australia. Somebody gave me a copy of a series of 6 tapes of the seminar which the Rosh Hashiva gave in Lakewood. And I used the travel time, the 5 minutes backwards and forwards from Coal and back each day in my car. I listened to the tapes. To say that the impact on my life was profound is an understatement. I picked up new words, new concepts, metaphors, messages for life. I learned about being a judge, not a lawyer, with the facts. I learned about the difference between pleasure and lust. I learned there was no such thing as bad electrons, even though electrons are negatively charged. I learned about bafuf sticks. And I learned about a world that Chaim means awareness uvacharto b'chaim. And awareness means, as was so eloquently put by Rabbi Coopersmith, the sense of responsibility. Or as Rabbi Berkowitz put, an understanding of what pleasure is and the gold mine we sit on or we sit inside. An awareness of what we have and our responsibility of what we're meant to do with it. As I transcribed those notes as I was driving along, it was before red light and speed cameras, some I managed to do things while driving, I jotted them down. And to say that they were the key components in the decisions I made afterwards in life, in getting involved in Kehillah work, is a reflection of the truth. It had a profound effect on my life. So in that capacity alone, I consider myself a Talmid of the Hashkofa, of the Chius, with which he energized the world. I'm in a second capacity as well. I come here as a Shliach Tzibur, as a representative of a series of communities, being able to be involved in the larger, broader Orthodox community of Anglo-Jewry, to have seen the wonders that Eish HaTorah, Eish UK has achieved under Naftali and all his team, to see the thousands whose lives have been changed and are being changed, to have seen the Peira Peiris already, in the few short years since its founding in England. To have witnessed in my Kehillah in Melbourne, Australia, somebody so charged up with a year spent in Aish, they came back and started a Shabbos program in the shul I was in. And to have seen the profound impact of the Jerusalem fellowships on hundreds, if not thousands, from Australia over the years. To have seen it a few weeks ago in North America where I was. I come not as a member of this team, but as a shliach tzibur, to humbly ask mechila, perhaps, from a godel hadoir who became a manig hadoir because he changed the doir and is changing it through what you're achieving, and to pay tribute to the strongest source of koyach hadoir to emanate in the furthest and most distant places, teaching from the most elementary ideals of Torah through aleph beis, to the most profound longness which Eish HaTorah has and is achieving. How does a person change history? Eile toildos Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim hoi b'doyroisov. These are the children of Noach. Noach ish tzadik tamim. Noach was a man of a perfectly righteous person b'doyroisov. In his generation, and for his generation. Rashi asks, Eile toldos, these are the children, why do we continue to discuss Noach ish tzadik? It should mention his children straight away. Says Rashi, L'lamedcha, this teaches us, She'ikah toldosem shel tzadikim, the main offspring of tzadikim, are ma'asim tovim, are their good deeds. These are the ma'asim tovim of the Rosh Yeshiva, a fraction of them. Those toldos who are the masim tovim of a noyach dedicated to Zayin Achameinu are spread around the world, these toldos. But that's one level. One of the Ger Rebbes said a meridic insight. Eile toldos noyach, if noyach wanted to have the children to be able to produce a shame and through that an Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael, it wasn't good enough to teach shame. It wasn't good enough to teach Chom and Yefes. Eile toldos Noach, if Noach wanted to have the offspring from which the world would be recreated, it started with Noach ish tzadik, what he taught himself. In Parshas Bo Yilamad Tesaper Ba'oznei Vincho Uven Vincho. Eis asher esalalti b'mitzrayim ve'eseis eis asher esamti b'om. In order that you should know all that I scorned and mocked Mitzrayim, and all the signs in which I plant, and all you should tell your children, your children's children, vidatim, and you will know. Said one of the Ger Rebbes, if you want the Mount of Saper, Bosnei Vincho, if you want to teach your children, it's not good enough to tell them. It has to be vidatim, you have to live it. It has to come from your cheshek, from the depths of your involvement, from your excitement and enthusiasm. It's our chius. It's our life. It's our awareness of what life is. Then they will know. If you want v'shinamta levanecha, how do you get v'shinamta levanecha? V'hoyu hadvorim ha'ele ha'shonoichim mitzavcha ayoyim al levovecha. That is your heart. It is the heart. It is the root. It is the center of your being. But not only that. I heard once in a shiur from the late legendary Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, on this Rashi, he asked, the simple pshat of the pasuk is still not answered. These are the children of Noach. Noach was a man, a perfectly righteous person. And Rashi says that the Ikar told this, but those aren't children. He said, yes, they are. You know why? Because the first child of Mr. Noach was Noach Ish Tzadik. Eile told us Noach. Noach started being Noach. But he was his own child. He changed himself. He had the impact through his own avodah, as we heard so beautifully put before from the Zohar HaKadosh, his avodah of Zayin HaChameinu. Noach became Noach Ish Tzadik, that's the Iker Toldo, he's the main child of the Maasim Tovim they've done, how they've transformed themselves. He was a different person. The Rosh Hashiva of Noach has the Toldos, the Iker Maasim Tovim is the Toldos. But that's because he was an Ish Tzadik Tomim, because of the example he set, because of how he led his life. And that's because he first made Noach Ish Tzadik, as we heard about his Asmoda. One of the most inspiring thoughts I ever heard in life, in turning, learning life into living Torah, was a word I heard Rav Noach say over. If I remember correctly, that which Rav Shach said at the bris of his Bechor, where he quoted Rav Shach as saying, Rav Noach's passion for Kirov Rechaikim, for teaching Torah to the broadest audience, where he said, if Hitler, one man with a plan, can kill 6 million, then Meruba Mida Tova, one man with a plan, can save 6 million and beyond, can change the world. One of the most profound thoughts that I've ever heard of how to learn from the world what life is about. One man with a plan, with a determination, as we heard before, so often initially out of the consensus. Perhaps I hear scorned or rejected, I wasn't aware. But one man with a plan changed the course of history. Not at the head of a chassidus, not at the head of a great institution. He created a single-handed revolution in the world. How? How did he have this Noach Ish Tzadik? And it bothered me. It challenges all of us. If he could do it, m'mamshichei darkei, to be inspired by what he's done, what is the secret of that legacy? One thing, that the lessons by which he lived, that thousands upon thousands of hours Rabbi Kuba Smith spent with him and summarized the essence of responsibility. What do we see about his hashkofa in life which made him so exceptional? Rabbi Yisrael, there's a phenomenal diuk in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanon, Hillel Mechai Veswanim, Oni V'oshir V'rosha Boin Ladin. Different categories of people will come to be judged in the world of truth. There's no concealment and no bluff. Poor person will blame his poverty. The wealthy person will blame his wealth as being a distraction in his life. Verosha and somebody who had a great yetzara, boing ladin, are going to be judged. Leoni Omrim wrote to the poor person, semi pnei male or sakta ba Torah, why didn't you learn Torah sufficiently? If the Oni says, I was torud b'mzeinoisai, I had to make ends meet and snoring and scrabbling around for enough, a piece of bread for my family, Omrim Re, they'll tell him, were you poorer than Hillel, Hasadik Hillel Hazokein? Were you ever poorer than Hillel, about whom it is said, Omro Lov al Hillel Hazokein, Shebechol Yoim Voyoim Hoyo Oise Umistake Betarpeik, he earned a tarpeik, a very insignificant amount of money. Chetzer ha'yonosein, half of it he gave l'shemer beis hamedrash to the guard to get past. He had to pay a fee to get into the beis hamedrash. V'chetzer l'farnososei l'farnoses anshei beisei, the other half with the provision of his household. I don't think they charged a fortune to get into the beis hamedrash, and yet that's all his family lived off. One time he didn't find l'motzel istakir. We all know he wasn't allowed in the Beis HaMedrash. Says the Gemara, Olo v'nitle v'yoshev api aruba, he went up and suspended himself to hear by the skylight. Kidei sheyishma, in order to hear the relikim chayim api yishmai b'avtalion, the shir of shmai b'avtalion. And the Gemara continues, that day was Erev Shabbos, it was Kufas Teves, heavy, heavy snow, freezing cold. And the next day they came in and it seemed cold. Shmai said to avtalion, v'shmai l'avtalion, Avtalion Ochi, Becholim Habai Ismer, it's normally light now, it's dark, and they saw the shape of Hillel frozen to the skylight. They took him down, Mechalel Shabbos, to revive him. Omru Allah, they said about him, Kedai hu Hillel Lechalel Vesha Shabbos. On this, the Gemara says, Hillel Mechai Vesuanim. Hillel is always going to be the prosecutor. He's going to be used as the example. This is the precedent, even the most poor of people became Hillel Azokein. We have no excuse. Rabbi Yisrael, how do you understand the Gemara? How does the Gemara tell us a story which we have no hope of emulating? Somebody can be engrossed in a shir and let himself freeze, kimat to death, with three amas of snow piled up on top of him because of being engrossed in a shir. Is that something we can do? And if it is, why doesn't the Gemara tell us how we can do it? The Gemara does. Do you know how the Gemara tells us? There's one little phrase here, which I don't think you'll find almost anywhere else in Shas in the same context. You find the words in different ways, but not in this context. They said that Hillel went, Ola v'yoshav, v'nitle ba'arubo, kedei in order to hear the shir of Shmai v'avtalya. And what does the Gemara say? Kedei l'shmoya divrei elokim chayim, he went to hear the word of the living God from Shmai v'avtalya. I don't know any other place in Shas. I don't know Shas. You can check in the computers and find out. Do we find the words Ishmoya Divrei Kim Chaim describing a shir of anybody else? Do you know what the Gemara is telling us? Hillel's greatness wasn't being on the Aruba, and Hillel's greatness wasn't his Asmoda. Hillel's greatness was when he heard the shir from Shmai Avtalya, and he heard Hashem talking at Har Sinai. He had a love of Torah. He realized this is Divrei Kim Chaim. If we were told, endanger yourselves, sell up your homes and go for a trek through the desert, sell up everything and you can go back to Har Sinai, you will witness, I guarantee you, Har Sinai Kabbalah Satayr again. Who wouldn't take the risk? Says the Gemara, Hillel's greatness was Lishmoya Divrei Elokim Chaim. If his Rebbe spoke, he heard Har Sinai. He heard God talking, giving Aseres HaDibros. If you have such Ava Satayr, such respect for what Torah is about, and you understand, as we heard before, uvachalta v'chaim, that is life, it's more than life, then it's not easy, but it's understandable how you can be so engrossed, because I'm living and breathing. Divrei Elokim Chaim. I can't think, having heard through this seminar, and since, anybody who was so convinced of the chius of Chayei Torah. And not only the chius of Chayei Torah, but it was the only chayim in everyday life only made sense through the lens of Torah. That it was l'shmoya divrei lekim chayim. How in that seminar he highlighted every word of Torah is important. V'achos leiton timnon, he went through a whole beautiful hesber to explain. And the chiluk between Irani Dachas and the chveis, an individual, the mesis sumediach, and the contaminant effect, and every element, every lesson. We heard 2 months of shurim on the memches dvorim, memches kinyonim, one mishnah. Somebody who lived Torah because it was divrei Elokim Chaim, and he believed it fully. But that wasn't the only thing, because that alone would have left him ba'aruba maybe, or in his misrad, in his office, would have left him to continue with the incredible hasmoda and the incredible love of Torah. from his youngest years. But he didn't. He wasn't satisfied with that. The Medrash says in Parshas Yisrael, by Dabber Elikim es kol ha-dvorim ha-ele le-imer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke all these words to Klal Yisrael. That's the opening verse of the Aseres Tadibros, the introduction. Says the Medrash, Shal min echod es Reb Shamloi. A cynic asked Reb Shamloi, V'chi aloikus harbe yesh, why does it say Elohim, which has an element of a plurality about it, all power, omnipotent, omnipotent? Why doesn't it say in a singular tense, V'chi aloikus harbe yesh? On that, Reb Shamloi answered him, Miksi vayadabru vayadaber iksiv. It doesn't say, and they spoke, it says, he spoke. So, the mean, the Apicurus had lost, the cynic had lost the line. It was an answer, and he left, he slunk off back to the hole he came from. Says the Gemara, Omulei Talmido, says the Medrash, Loi dochis afin geloshnidu bekasha bekonerotzitz, you pushed him off, we said you should give him the brush off. What taki is the pshat? Why did it say Elohim? If there is an element of ambiguity about the word, why did it say Vaydaber Hashem? Says the Medrash, because the Posuk says in Mizmor LeDavid, Koil Hashem Bakoyach, Koil Hashem Behodor, Koil Hashem Shever Arozim, the voice of Hashem was Bakoyach with strength, Behodor with grace, dignity, with beauty. Koil Hashem Shever Arozim, the voice of Hashem breaks down the sea, the trees, it booms through the forests. Says the Medrash, Lenar Kedeboi. For a child or a young person, as was needed for him, a strong voice. For an older person, slightly weaker. For a senior citizen, it was the beauty, Behodor. Each person had heard the Koil at Har Sinai differently. Vaydaber Elohim, there were many voices, voices heard on many different ways. The Menal of Gates of Yeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Blazer Khan in the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer, makes a startling aura. He says, the Medrash is telling us, Rav Shamloi answered his Talmidim, that it was worth letting those who want to be mistaken, be misled from this Pasuk, in order to teach us this message. Vayedaber Elohim, it comes to Aseres HaDibros, everybody heard differently on their level. For Torah to be uvochalto b'chaim, it's not for me only. It's a chilus v'chai oylam not abes eichenu. In which case, the master been speaking to each person. Vaydaber Elohim, there were different voices. Each person heard on their level. That must be the hakadoma to Aseres HaDibros. There's no exclusivity. Torah doesn't speak to one person and neglect another. Vaydaber Elohim. As Reb Chaim Brisk says in his Pirush Nagodim, the Haggadah's Beis Levi, Baruch Hamokim Baruch Hu Kenegad Arbo Bonim Dibra Torah Ach Gevaldik Torah speaks to four children every subject. L'Havdil Elef Alfei Havdalot, every secular subject you have. It used to be called A group, B group, C group. Now politically correct, it's the this group, the that group, and the other blue, green, pink, or whatever. So what's the big Baruch Hamokim Baruch Shenosan Torah Lamisal Kenegad Arbo Bonim? Says Chaim Brisk, name. In every other subject, if you're teaching the A group, the more advanced students in mathematics, so they have this book. The other ones use a different book, an easier book, or they're further back in the book. And the weakest ones use basic maths books. So Reb Chaim, Kenegad Arbo Bonim Dibra Torah, the same Bereshis Bara Elohim, which speaks the biggest London, and the greatest Baal Mekubal, and the greatest Ma'amik and Amkin and Ma'ayin, speaks to the Cheder child, Bereshis Bara Elohim, and everybody in between. It speaks to those in the Beis HaMedrash, those out of the Beis HaMedrash, those never even dreaming of coming into the Beis HaMedrash. Bereshis Bara Elohim. Koil Hashem Bakoyach, Koil Hashem Behodor, that's Vaydaber Elohim. It speaks to everyone. Not only did he have an Avas Torah, which was second to none. Not only did he hear Divrei Elohim Chaim learning Torah, but it was Divrei Elohim Chaim for every person, no exclusivity. His conviction and his beliefs wasn't because he knew any better than anybody else. That's what he felt he was here to do. And that, I think, is uniqueness in formulating a plan to change the world. Formulating the language, the context. But to change the world through the fire of Torah. The Amitus HaTorah. Yes, to find the language to be able to convey. As Dan Abramsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, once said, "Is Moshe Rabbeinu, asei lecho chatzotzeros, make for yourself trumpets." The only keli, only one of the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash ever used in the Avodah, which were limited to Moshe Rabbeinu alone, was the chatzotzeros. Asei lecho, they were nignozin, they were hidden away after Moshe Rabbeinu died. Doesn't apply to any other of the kelim in the Mishkan or the Beis Hamikdash. He says, you know why? Because when it comes to chatzotzeros, calling to action, each person in each generation needs their own language to convey the language. The message is the same. You have to find different ways of conveying it. To have the same chatzotzeros of Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have been the same for Yeshua as Dor v'chule. The same Torah, which was a Divrei Elokim Chaim, emanated through different language and different ways, but through the tremendous, incredible excitement of Acharta B'chaim. And lastly, if I may add, the Medrash says in this week's parasha, "Yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdei," and they believed in Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'Moshe Avdei. Says the Medrash, "Ad kan loy hoyu yireim." Until now, they didn't believe. From now on, from this point, mikan ve'elech hoyu yireim. They didn't fear Hakadosh Baruch Hu until now. Vayirom es Hashem, yaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdei. Now they really believed and started fearing Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The obvious kasha is that seeing the 10 makas, that seeing miracle after miracle in the Mitzrayim, how come they didn't believe then? What was it about this time, this point, and this place that made them believe, which the 10 makas didn't? Ramesha Swift, Zichrono Livracha, says the following. He says, while they were in Mitzrayim, they were suffering under the yoke and burden and subjugation and impoverishedness of 210 years of servitude. You see a naze, then it's easy to believe because it's a way forward. That's a way out. But go out into the midbar, you're already out of Mitzrayim. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "V'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei pi achirois, lifnei baal tzvoin." Turn back, go against the seichel. Da'abe al b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael, a whole people, take your children, walk into the water. He said, when it goes against the seichel, not to be deterred, that's emunah. That's true emunah b'Hashem. To know, despite the overwhelming odds and everything looks, there's one Bari Olam, and I have one mission, and he's told me, Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael, dosidos, that's it. If that's all I've got to do, that's all I can do, that's all I will do. The Satmar Rav Zichrono Livracha famously said, somebody came to him with a shaila about doing an operation on a patient. The doctors have given up hope. So he laughed. He said, "Chazal tell us, Sigmor Nachoivul, V'rapo Yerape," the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, "Mikan Shenitin Rishus, the Reifel Erapois." From here we see that the doctors have been given a right to heal. They have Rishus to heal, they've got no Rishus to give up. The Rosh Yeshiva went against the Seichel. He used the seichel against the conventional wisdom. And he had an emunah and a determination. I heard in one of his own talks, he once said, I think he started 5 yeshivas in his time. He went through difficult times, but he was convinced that one man with a plan, it should be every man with a plan. And if nobody else is going to do it, I'm going to do it. Yaminu. And he believed and was determined. Not only wasn't Messiah, he changed the world with that plan. He changed the world with his Avas Torah. His conviction in Avas Yisrael that every person must and will hear. And his conviction that if I don't do it, nobody else will. And that responsibility is on everybody who can. As such, through his example of Avas Torah, his tenacity, his temerity, is chutzpah to believe you can change a world. To see a moesed like this, to see this as the source of that energy, the emes at Torah which comes, Arena Bei Samedrash, with Gedolei Torah being developed. From here, being mechazik, satellites around the world, bringing back and turning distant sparks into burning flames, into roaring fires, passionate about Torah and Yadus. It's a privilege, an incredible schus to be at the yahrzeit of a person who will go down in the annals of history, no doubt. Not many pages left to be written. Maybe not even any more space even for another line in the pre-Mashiach history. But it will go down writ large as a person who's avas Torah, emunah in Rebbeinu Olam, and his avas Yisrael changed the world. As we stand, maybe it's the wrong word to say, a stone's throw from Har HaBayis, we stand overlooking where the Eish of Torah, so we spoke about the Gemara in Bava Basra this morning, about the importance of the Eish of Torah, is burning so brightly. May we be zoyche to see, as we say in the Tefillah of Nachem, at this time of Nichum, Zeyin Achmeinu, for the legendary Reb Noach, the Tefillah of Nachem we say on Tisha B'Av, the beginning of Nechama is, Ki Ato Hashem Be'esh Yitzato, the Beis Hamikdash just down there was burnt in flames, Uba Eish, and through this fire of Torah, Ato Osi Liv Noisa, it's being rebuilt, brick by brick, Neshama by Neshama, until we be Zoichim Yitz Hashem to see it as a burning flame over Har HaBayis. We'll see every Jew's Neshama kindled and burning brightly. We'll see Klal Yisrael united in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh and true Sholem, which will come in Erchodosh Al Tiyo in Torah, Veniske Chudonu Bimheira La'Oroi, Amen V'Amen.